This is Unit 4 of Pimsleur's Hungarian. Listen to this conversation.
Elnézést, hölgyem. Ön magyar?
Igen, magyar vagyok. És ön?
Én amerikai vagyok.
Á, beszél magyarul, uram.
Igen, de nem beszélek nagyon jól.
Nagyon jól beszél.
Köszönöm szépen.
Listen again to this conversation.
Elnézést, hölgyem. Ön magyar?
Igen, magyar vagyok. És ön?
Én amerikai vagyok.
Á, beszél magyarul, uram.
Igen, de nem beszélek nagyon jól.
Nagyon jól beszél.
Köszönöm szépen.
Do you remember how to greet an acquaintance? Informally, good morning.
Jó reggelt.
How would she say, it's nice weather today?
Szép idő van ma. Szép idő van ma.
And how would she say, it's ugly weather today?
Csúnya idő van ma.
Do you remember how to greet someone formally? Good morning.
Jó reggelt kívánok.
And how do you say formally goodbye?
Viszontlátásra. Viszontlátásra.
Suppose you're at an international conference. It's early afternoon and you see someone you've met briefly before. Greet her formally, good day. Literally, good day, I wish.
Jó napot kívánok. Jó napot kívánok.
How would she ask you if you're American?
Ön amerikai?
Answer, yes, I'm American.
Igen, amerikai vagyok.
Ask her, and you, are you Hungarian?
És ön, ön magyar?
She answers, no, I'm not Hungarian. Remember, that's literally, no, not I am Hungarian.
Nem, nem vagyok magyar. Nem vagyok magyar.
A waiter comes by with something to drink. Say, thank you.
Köszönöm.
Another guest joins you, greeting you, good day.
Jó napot kívánok. Napot.
How would she ask you if you're Hungarian?
Ön magyar?
Say emphatically, no, I'm American.
Nem, én amerikai vagyok.
But I speak Hungarian a little.
De egy kicsit beszélek magyarul.
Now ask, and you, do you speak English?
És ön beszél angolul?
She responds, a little.
Egy kicsit.
How does she say, I don't speak very well?
Nem beszélek nagyon jól.
Someone else joins you. She asks, do you speak Hungarian?
Beszél magyarul?
She then says something. Say, I'm sorry, but I don't understand.
Sajnálom, de nem értem. Sajnálom.
Someone gives you some brochures. Say thank you.
Köszönöm.
Now a colleague comes over. Greet her. Good day.
Jó napot kívánok.
Say, it's nice weather today.
Szép idő van ma.
She responds, yes, very nice.
Igen, nagyon szép.
Do you remember how to say formally goodbye?
Viszontlátásra. Viszontlátásra.
Here's the informal but still polite word that means bye or see you. Listen and repeat.
Viszlát. Viszlát.
How does she say bye?
Viszlát.
Say again formally, goodbye.
Viszontlátásra.
And how do you say informally, bye, or see you?
Viszlát. Viszlát.
Suppose you're getting a newspaper at a kiosk. It's cold and windy. How would the salesperson say, it's ugly weather today?
Csúnya idő van ma. Csúnya.
Respond, yes, very ugly.
Igen, nagyon csúnya.
How would she ask, are you American?
Ön amerikai?
Say, yes, I'm American.
Igen, amerikai vagyok.
But I speak Hungarian a little.
De egy kicsit beszélek magyarul.
How would she say, you speak very well?
Nagyon jól beszél. Nagyon jól beszél.
Say, thank you very much.
Köszönöm szépen. Szépen.
Then you say, but I don't speak very well.
De nem beszélek nagyon jól.
Once again say, it's ugly weather today.
Csúnya idő van ma.
Now say formally, goodbye.
Viszontlátásra.
And how would she respond informally, bye?
Viszlát.
You're back at your hotel. The receptionist greets you. Good afternoon.
Jó napot kívánok.
How do you say that it's ugly weather today?
Csúnya idő van ma.
She agrees. Yes, very ugly.
Igen, nagyon csúnya.
How would she say, you speak Hungarian very well?
Nagyon jól beszél magyarul.
Say, thank you very much.
Köszönöm szépen.
Say, I speak a little.
Egy kicsit beszélek.
But I don't speak very well.
De nem beszélek nagyon jól.
Then she says something you don't understand. Say, I'm sorry, but I don't understand.
Sajnálom, de nem értem. Nem értem.
Now you're having coffee in the lobby. A person sitting near you says, Excuse me, are you Hungarian?
Elnézést, ön magyar?
How would you answer, No, I am American.
Nem, amerikai vagyok.
But I speak Hungarian a little.
De egy kicsit beszélek magyarul.
You'd better add, I don't speak very well.
Nem beszélek nagyon jól.
Ask her, and you?
És ön?
How would she answer emphatically, I am Hungarian?
Én magyar vagyok.
Then she adds, but I speak English a little.
De egy kicsit beszélek angolul.
How does she say again, emphatically, that she's Hungarian?
Én magyar vagyok.
She then gets up to leave. How would she say informally, bye?
Viszlát.
Now let's learn to ask for directions. We'll start by asking where
Váci
Street is. Just listen, don't repeat.
Hol van a Váci utca? Hol van a Váci utca? Váci utca
is one of the major streets in Budapest. First, listen and repeat the word for street.
Utca. Ca. Ut. Ut. Utca.
And here's the name of the street. Listen and repeat.
Váci. Ci. Ci. Vá. Váci. Váci.
What's the Hungarian word for street?
Utca.
And what is the name of the street?
Váci.
You literally say the Váci Street. Listen and repeat the word for the.
A. A.
Try to say Váci Street, literally the Váci Street.
A Váci utca. A Váci utca.
You want to ask, where is such and such? First, here's how to ask, where is?
Hol van? Hol. Hol. Hol van?
What word means where?
Hol.
How do you ask, where is?
Hol van? Hol van?
Now listen and repeat the question, where is Váci Street? Literally, where is the Váci Street?
Hol van a Váci utca? Hol van a Váci utca?
Notice the intonation. A question containing a question word has a high rise on the question word and then a gradual fall. How do you ask, where is Váci Street?
Hol van a Váci utca?
Say to a passerby, excuse me.
Elnézést.
Ask her, where is Váci Street?
Hol van a Váci utca? A Váci utca.
Well, the answer is, it's here. Listen and repeat the word for here.
Itt. Itt.
She answers, it's here. Emphasizing here, she says literally, here is.
Itt van. Itt van.
Ask again, where is Váci Street?
Hol van a Váci utca?
How does she answer? It's here.
Itt van.
At one end of Váci Street, there's a well-known square named after a great Hungarian poet. First, here's the word for square. Listen and repeat.
Tér. Tér.
Say again, square.
Tér.
Now listen and repeat the name of the square.
Vörösmarty. Ti. Mar. Marty. Rös. Rösmarty. V. Vörös. Vörösmarty.
What is the name of the square?
Vörösmarty.
And what is the Hungarian word for square?
Tér. Tér.
How would you say the square?
A tér. A tér.
Try to ask, where is the square?
Hol van a tér? Hol van a tér?
What is the name of the square at the end of Váci Street?
Vörösmarty.
Say the Vörösmarty Square.
A Vörösmarty tér.
How do you ask, where is Váci Street?
Hol van a Váci utca?
Try to ask, where is Vörösmarty Square?
Hol van a Vörösmarty tér?
Ask once again, excuse me, where is Váci Street?
Elnézést, hol van a Váci utca?
What is her answer? It's here. Remember the word order.
Itt van.
Now simply change the intonation to ask, is it here?
Itt van. Itt van.
Now try to ask if Váci Street is here. Literally, here is the Váci Street?
Itt van a Váci utca. Itt van a Váci utca.
How does she answer? Yes, it's here.
Igen, itt van.
Now ask if Vörösmarty Square is here.
Itt van a Vörösmarty tér.
How would she answer? No, it's not here.
Nem. Nem itt van.
Here's how to say over there. Listen and repeat.
Ott. Ott.
How does she say it's over there?
Ott van. Ott van.
Then she says Váci Street is here.
Itt van a Váci utca. Itt van a Váci utca.
Then, emphasizing not here, she says Vörösmarty Square is not here.
Nem itt van a Vörösmarty tér.
She adds, but rather over there. Listen and repeat.
Hanem ott. Hanem. Hanem. Hanem ott.
What word means but rather?
Hanem.
And do you remember the word that means just but?
De.
How would she say it's not here, but rather over there?
Nem itt van, hanem ott. Nem itt van, hanem ott.
Say thank you very much.
Köszönöm szépen.
Now try to say simply, not here, but rather over there.
Nem itt, hanem ott.
How do you say formally goodbye?
Viszontlátásra.
And how do you say informally bye?
Viszlát.
Now say together the words that mean but and but rather.
De, hanem.
Later you address another passerby. Excuse me, where is Váci Street?
Elnézést, hol van a Váci utca?
She answers, it's here.
Itt van. Itt van.
Ask, and Vörösmarty Square?
És a Vörösmarty tér? És a Vörösmarty tér?
She says, Vörösmarty Square is not here, but rather over there.
Nem itt van a Vörösmarty tér, hanem ott. Nem itt van a Vörösmarty tér, hanem ott.
Say, I'm sorry, but I don't understand.
Sajnálom, de nem értem. Sajnálom.
She says again, Vörösmarty Square is not here, but rather over there.
Nem itt van a Vörösmarty tér, hanem ott. Hanem.
Say thank you very much.
Köszönöm szépen. Köszönöm szépen.
How would she say informally bye?
Viszlát.
How do you greet someone formally in the morning?
Jó reggelt kívánok.
How do you say that it's nice weather today?
Szép idő van ma.
Suppose it's cold and raining, what would you say?
Csúnya idő van ma.
Do you remember how to say, I'm sorry, but I don't understand?
Sajnálom, de nem értem.
Now let's try a Hungarian conversation. The young woman will say things to which you are to respond. Let's begin.
Jó napot kívánok!
Jó napot kívánok!
Szép idő van ma.
Igen, nagyon szép.
Beszél magyarul?
Egy kicsit. Igen, egy kicsit beszélek magyarul.
Nagyon jól beszél. Ön amerikai?
Igen, amerikai vagyok. És ön?
She responds, adding I for emphasis. I am Hungarian.
Én magyar vagyok.
Now she'll ask you some directions. I'll tell you what to respond.
Elnézést! Hol van a Vörös Marti tér?
Tell her it's here.
Itt van.
És a Váci utca?
Tell her it's not here, but rather over there.
Nem itt van, hanem ott.
Say, but Vörös Marti Square is here.
De itt van a Vörös Marti tér.
Köszönöm szépen.
This is the end of Unit 4 and the end of today's lesson. Please continue with the next unit tomorrow. Copyright 2008 by Simon & Schuster Incorporated. Recording, copyright 2008 by Simon & Schuster Incorporated. All rights reserved.